If we use the clay pot analogy, for the mithya pot, mithya means there is no independent existing pot, and in reality there's only clay, which means there is no separation at all between the clay and the pot. For the one who is gaining knowledge, self-knowledge, the recognition of the clay requires only the most subtle shift in your attention as the pot. It's the same here for me. It's only the most subtle shift between the vritti, whatever the thought modification is, whatever the experience is, vritti means an experience of one sort or another, whether it's a perceptual vritti, an imaginal vritti, an emotional vritti, there's some activity of some sort. Whatever the vritti, whatever the activity, it has no separate being apart from me, like the clay. I'm the clay. So even to say subtle shift is almost too much. And yet the focus of any given vritti can be another vritti. The subtle shift is the recognition of the changeless nature of my being, which is the very clay of the vritti. It makes no difference what the vritti, what the experience is. From the extremes of sukha and dukkha and back again, pleasure and pain and back again, those experiences are mithya. They neither add anything nor take away anything from me. Letting your body relax, become comfortable, letting go of any stress in the body. By letting go of stress or tension in the body no longer is calling for your attention. If your knee hurts, your knee is calling for attention automatically. as you relax the body, it no longer becomes dominant. The physical experience of your body fades into the background. And the clay, your own being, naturally comes into the foreground. It's not that there's any real motion. It's just simply that if what is mitya is not calling attention to itself, what is left is the clay, is just me, the self of the mitya. Letting your body relax. Notice it stops calling attention to itself. It is the same with your mind. Whatever the vritti, whatever the thought or emotion, by welcoming it, by relaxing in its presence, in other words, your buddhi, as it welcomes the vrittis or emotions, it itself is relaxed because no resistance to the emotion I can say or feel, please come, you can be with me, you are welcome to be with me. The emotion can be there as I relax. Means the chidabhasa, that as the reflection of my being in the mind. The conscious being which the mind enjoys becomes dominant, and the vritti, the emotion, fades into the background as though when I welcome the vritti, the emotion, into myself, myself becomes dominant. The clay becomes dominant from the standpoint of the vritti. In fact, I am really the only thing that's there. With this nididhyasana, it can be done anytime, or sitting silently like we are now. It can be done when I'm walking, when I'm talking, it can be done as though between thoughts. As Swami just said, I relax between my thoughts Someone thought, you do so much, Swamiji, why don't you get tired? I relax between my thoughts. It means every thought just rests in me. As my mind matures in this knowledge, more and more my mind recognizes that I am what I seek. Nididhyasana helps me to continually recognize the fact that I am what I seek. And it begins to prefer to be with me. Instead of being or chasing another vritti, another experience, it prefers to remain rooted in me. It prefers to remain rooted in me. Appreciating the infinite knowledge of Ishwara. simply doing what is to be done. Or letting Ishwara do what is to be done.